Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, listener emails, Oreos, and a Chase Lounger. It's on the way in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Rumor has it that we are about to get mangoed.
There
we are trying to hook up our satellite.
Look at that.
Dick, are you in Dublin?
Dickie. Top of the morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
My name is Dick Mango. Along with the Dick Mango Trio, we're once again coming to you live from the bus station here in Dublin, Ohio.
Oh!
It's a beautiful, beautiful spot.
Hello.
Seriously, Thea, is this thing on?
No.
Who doesn't love Irish folklore?
Here we go.
This is a song about something famous in the world of Irish folklore.
Do we have more Dick?
Red beard, green suit. He does a jig, he looks kinda cute. Black pipe, green hat. His ears are pointed and his belly's fat. He may be short, but he's got a huge schlong. Every girl's crazy about a leprechaun. Thank you. Thank you, a little tribute.
Wow.
Leprechaun, Bob. I'm not Irish, but I did date an Irish girl once.
Oh, yeah?
Here's my tribute to those wonderful Irish babes. When Irish girls are drinking, everybody's having fun. 'Cause when Irish girls are drinking, Irish guys are getting sun. Thank you.
Wow, that's a lovely one.
Thank you.
Now, bringing a tear to my eye.
This next tune is a takeoff on a song done by a guy who looks and sounds just like me. Of course, I'm talking about that heartthrob from Wales, Mr. Tom Jones.
Thank you.
Tom Jones, ladies and gentlemen. When I'm walking down the street, every woman that I meet wants to touch it. All the ladies think it's grand, wanna hold it in their hand. Yeah, they love it. My shillelagh.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
My shillelagh.
Yeah.
Talking about my shillelagh. And my shillelagh is fine. Thank you.
Oh, they're gonna say long.
Here's a real quick, everybody sing along.
All right.
All right.
This one is really long, really long, really long. It's huge and it's long. It's my shillelagh. Thank you. Thank you. You know, chick, like you, I enjoy bar hopping on St. Patty's
Day. Sure you do.
Thank you. Now, as you know, drinking is a St. Patrick's Day tradition, but don't drink too much or you could end up with this medical malady.
Oh.
Green liver. Cirrhosis is kicking in. You better switch from gin to beer. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. The Dick Mango Trio.
Thank you, Dick.
Live from the
Dublin,
Ohio.
That is the Dick Mango Trio.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Chick McGee. Let's get to some Bob and Tom mail. Huh? We have something we call Tomisms on occasion where I can't remember what a word is and I just throw it out there. This just arrived. I just heard a British person refer to Oreos as chocolate sandwich biscuits. I kind of like that. I say, do you have any of those chocolate sandwich biscuits? delightful. But the best thing to do with Oreos, of course, is crush them and put them on ice cream.
Yep.
Is there any argument there?
Get the cookies and cream ice cream. You take it home. You melt it a little in the microwave. Then you get your package of Oreos, hit them with a hammer, and then sprinkle all of them.
This is the whole package.
Whole package.
Okay, and how much ice cream are we starting with? A quart?
A gallon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And if you don't finish that before you go to bed, you can't go to bed.
Boy.
Yeah.
That is going to be good.
That would be crippling diarrhea for me.
Really?
Stomach pains beyond belief.
Really? Well, you have an unusual gut.
I do.
We should point that out. I'm not trying to be mean here.
You said you weren't trying to.
aren't you on
I think that? One could interpret that as being mean, and I didn't want them to. You have some digestive issues.
Yeah.
Aren't you on record as saying you will not tolerate lactose?
Depends on what it is. In that case, no. There would be no tolerance.
Now, my neighbor growing up, Mr. Osher.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not sure. Billy Osher's dad? Yeah, Billy's dad. Yeah, uh-huh. Great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. Apparently,
Billy Osher robbed a bank, didn't he?
No, he didn't. Stop it. Oh, God. He's a wonderful guy.
What's he doing now?
Calling his lawyer.
Presidential campaign?
The point is, his dad, apparently, if he drank chocolate milk, would have excessive flatulence, as I recall.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you must plan for that, then.
Yeah.
So. Hey, Tommy's spending the night. Dad, you want to load up on the chocolate milk? I would absolutely do that.
And then when they remodeled their house, he gave me their chaise lounge.
No way.
Because I loved it so much. And I had it forever.
Was it an indoor
one or outdoor?
Indoor. It was the greatest piece of furniture I've ever had. I wish I still had it. I mean, I had it for years.
That's nice.
I see you.
He knew that I loved it, so he gave it to me.
Was it velvet?
No. It was this upholstered chaise lounge. God, it was great.
But he could have gas problems.
Well, I'm sure you raise a good point. I'm sure that it had been.
Reupholstered.
Now that I think about it,
I see you
a hole in his upholstery.
I see you on the chaise petting a very small dog, and
I've always had big dogs until recently.
Please come in.
Oh yeah, petting a large dog.
I'm Percy Dovetonsel.
And top.
Please come in.
I just like to visualize you relaxing. That probably hasn't happened since you got rid of the chaise lounge.
That's it. You figured it out. Time to get over the other side of the room.
I have one of those.
A chaise?
Yes, in my bedroom, but it's velvet, green.
A chaise is like a chair with a built-in hassle.
Walk us through that, will you?
Not everyone knows what a chaise is. Maybe the people don't know.
Have you guys heard the song Chaise Long by Wet Leg?
No, I haven't heard that.
On the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long.
Yeah.
That's nice.
that's essentially the chorus.
Now, Wet Leg, is that the original lineup?
It is, yeah.
Oh, still
is, yeah, they're very new.
Okay.
I see. Do you have a letter over there?
I do, Tom. Dear Bob and Tom Show, hello, radio legends. Over the years, you've all done so many great things for me. This is Nick in Oregon.
Oh, sure, Nick.
You introduced me to a lot of great comedians. Last weekend, my group of friends and I decided to actually leave our suburban bubble and drive a whopping 20 minutes to Portland to see Chad Daniels.
Oh, good.
That's a good decision.
Yep.
He was fantastic. I've also heard you all hint at coming to Boise at some point. I'll be coming there probably in my off hours. I don't know if it's organized as a group outing or not.
Do you drive from Oregon to Boise?
Huh?
When are you going? We'll all go.
That's none of your business. I will gladly drive 6 hours to Boise or 1 hour plane flight to see you guys.
All right.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
We have another letter over there, Christy Lee?
Yeah, I do. Longtime listener, first time emailer. This is Emily. Said she was watching the show on YouTube and noticed my cute Just Chinchillin mug, which I have every day. She said it made her smile and immediately think of her animal critter creature loving daughter who lives in Germany with her husband and they're currently stationed there in the U.S. Army. She said she went online, immediately bought the mug and sent it to her with a little note telling her that her mama was thinking of her.
Yes.
Thank you for your service, and that's very
okay.
sweet.
Yes, listeners, Christy has a Just Chin Chillin'
yes.
mug.
Oh, God.
One of our
it
listeners,
is cute.
One of our listeners sent me this.
This is because you used to have a pet chinchilla.
I did, Emma.
We voted and decided the best type of chinchilla is the coat.
No.
I will never forget this.
I want another one.
The three of us, long ago, we were all standing in the break room during commercials, and Christy comes in and goes, well, I've decided to pull the trigger on the chinchilla, and she walks out of the room, and Tom and I are standing there, and Tom goes, this is going to be good.
How long did that thing live?
She lived almost 20 years.
And it took over your dining room, am I correct?
Yeah. Then when we moved, she was in the family room. She likes to be around people. She liked to be
really?
Around people. Really?
Mm-hmm. You knew then, that how?
Pardon?
Would he wag his tail or?
Well, no, she's just, they're creatures that like to be a part of, actually, they like to be in pairs or a pack. And
no
I only
kidding.
Had one.
Like a pillow that breathes.
Oh, they are
I
not.
Consider myself
so
lucky
cute.
To have met Emma.
Yeah, she's very sweet.
Are they cuddlers? They like.
She wasn't.
You know, they don't.
They can be.
They don't. You're not supposed to. They can't get wet.
No, they cannot get wet.
They bathe in volcanic ash.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Pat, didn't you know a girl like that?
Oh, yeah. A couple.
That can make a mess, by the way. Oh, the volcanic boy, ash.
I bet it can. And it's not inexpensive.
I like a girl, and I'm done with her. I got a mop to pelvic floor.
You know, we gotta stop letting Tyrone in like
this. Who is that guy? Is it Tyrone? Have we named him?
I have a friend Tyrone who has shoelaces. Baby chinchillas right now, and I want one so
oh, good. Yeah, great. Yeah. By the way, wait a minute. Andy's calling.
Yeah.
His lawyer.
He's already said no.
We must start the Tyrone minute. Absolutely.
I bet it'll last as long as this show lasts.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And another thing.
Now we've been talking for some reason about meteorites. And space junk,
mm-hmm.
because there was last weekend, there was a really cool meteor thing that flew over Northern Europe, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of video of it. It's really neat. And,
dumped into a house in Germany.
I saw a bunch of meteors on the news flying over Beirut. I mean, there must have been like...
Oh, my God. One after the comet, one after the other.
Yeah.
Wow. Really? And they were good size, too. You could see them when they hit the ground, right?
Well.
Duty boating yesterday?
Oh, that's right. Hey, Wang Chung has a song called Space Junk.
Well,
it's pretty good, as I recall.
This is from Mark. In Greensburg, Kansas, we have what is billed as the world's largest palisite meteorite.
Mm.
It was on display when a tornado wiped out most of the town. However, since it weighs over 1,000 pounds,
be honest,
all the tornado could do
did you know
was knock it off its stand. Oh, I'm trying to do something worse than what Josh just did.
Now the what's it called again?
It is called a palisite meteorite.
Can
I'm not
we go see
that
tonight? The palisite meteorite.
You want to go to the palisite tonight?
Palisite tonight.
You know it, this is just going to cause a fight.
It just feels right.
Well, we might.
That'd be such a sight.
What a light.
We could take a flight.
Wait, you're throwing a near rhyme.
Light?
You said, what a life.
Light is what I said.
He said light.
Oh, sorry.
You're the one with the hearing issues.
Apparently.
Well, you're the one with the speaking issues.
Well, I don't know.
Don't be contrite.
You're the one with the attitude issues.
So why would it be what a life?
I have an attitude.
I thought he said what a delight, which would have counted.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Oh, now we have a fight.
Okay. He already said that.
What a fright.
Okay.
Nobody understands your plight, Pat.
Now,
here we go. Wang Chung, and it's Space Junk. Oh, yeah. This is good. That's got a long intro. You're not going to like it.
Let's skip the intro.
Double it.
Can't you move ahead?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta feel it.
Wait a minute.
How about that?
I've already kicked the accelerator in a little bit. I'm going about 3 miles an hour faster when this thing kicks in.
Wang Chung, Donnie Wang, and Keith Chung. Is that...
That's not I don't know. That's great.
A lot of this.
Do you have any idea how much longer this goes?
9 minutes.
Drifting on the spaceway by the beach.
Ooh. Nice vocal.
Is this like, relatively speaking, newer Wang Chung?
90s? I'm not sure.
Is it even Wang Chung?
I think it is. It's from 97, it says.
Wow, I didn't... I thought they kind of called it quits.
Right.
89.
Isn't their big hit, Everybody Wang Chung, tonight?
Yes.
After they got everyone to Wang Chung, I thought they packed it up. Yeah.
And what is the word? Eponymous?
Yeah.
Where your song is the same as the song title's the same as your
titular
band name.
But then they had Dance All Days.
And... That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Oh, I loved it.
Let's Go was a great song.
I like Wang Chung.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it does sound good.
I have to get into that.
I don't recommend bad songs, okay?
There. I thought it was good.
Damn right it is.
In any event, we continue our discussion about space junk. We did that one last, was it Saturday morning? Early Saturday, early Sunday. It hit some guy's house.
Yeah, in Germany, yeah.
It didn't kill anybody, fortunately, because there was nobody in the room at the time.
Right.
And then the satellite fell down a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm, but that was into the Pacific Ocean.
They think.
Satellite fall down, go boom.
And what was, remember, like the odds
were.
I think the odds were something like 1 in 2,400 that it would hit somebody.
Yeah, I think 4,200, and that's too.
Yeah, I bet to me, it's not quite get a helmet.
Now, right. Tom, are you still standing by your statement that there are thousands of pieces of space junk that are going to fall to Earth eventually?
There are probably tens of thousands of pieces of space junk.
Okay.
And most of them will on their way into the Earth's atmosphere, they'll disintegrate.
Well, that's not what you said.
But
every once,
but they're concerned that one of these days, one might hit an airplane. One of the larger ones.
Well, it would have to be larger.
Yeah, there's a lot of junk floating around in space, and they're very concerned that it might hit one like the Skylab or whatever. What's the one that's still lumped at the space station?
International Space Station.
You know,
that could do a lot of damage.
Our atmosphere is a harsh mistress when it's you're entering it. It just eats you up a lot.
I wasn't worried about space junk until I saw the movie Gravity, when a tiny, tiny piece of space junk... Really?
Man.
It really changes the whole plot.
And then they fool you and think that, spoiler alert, Clooney's still alive. He's not.
Oh, for God's
sake. Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, gosh. That pissed me off,
didn't
too.
It make
you can't
mad?
Say spoiler alert and not give the people time.
No, you, when a movie does a crap move like that, you can't.
No, you can't.
Thank you, Tom.
Oh, boy.
Ruiners. I work with ruiners.
Like in the Nixon movie, they have him say something Nixon never said. Oh, come on, you can't do that.
That's not a spoiler alert. That's
just lying.
I've never been more terrified of the movie, though.
Then just go watch the Frost Nixon interviews.
I didn't spoil it because I wasn't going to say the name of the movie.
And
well, what do you think the Frost...
Talking to an a-hole.
Can't we all just get along?
Wang Chung will put a smile on all our faces.
That's a cool riff.
Play the hit.
No, I like space junk. We're talking about space junk. Yeah.
Cool riff, yeah.
Yeah, it is, but I mean, I...
We're here learning about new things.
You learned about Morrissey today, and you learned about Wang Chung.
What would you consider Wang Chung's hit? Wang Chung's hit.
Everybody, Wang Chung.
I hope Dance All Day is not the Wang Chung.
You know,
Keith, it's actually Everybody Have Fun Tonight, thank
Keith,
you.
Keith Chung was Connie Chung's uncle.
No kidding.
Yeah.
There was a guy that was in a local band here that ended up being the drummer for Wang Chung.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find little Wang Chung for you.
Lil Wang Chung.
Well, you're not going to find that. Oh, there it is.
Here's Dance All Day.
Are you playing that too? We both hit it at the same time.
Are you playing?
I'm not. I stopped mine.
Yeah, this is great.
Take your baby by the hand.
In phase. Praise. Days.
Take your baby by the hand.
Oh. Great.
Make her do a high handstand.
You know what's cool about this to me, Josh?
What's that?
Is when sometimes you can tell a singer is English.
Yeah.
A lot of times you can't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
With an English accent, that you can kind of hear that there.
Yeah.
I assume he's English. But
if he's not, he's...
If he's not...
I would have thought he was.
He's Asian.
Wang.
Well,
English.
You know, the beauty of this stupid remark is it erases the dumb stuff you and I said already.
That's right.
Or is it just that pile up? I've always wondered.
No. I take one.
It piles up like garbage.
No. One really offensive, stupid remark erases the ones that precede it.
Okay.
Oh, all right. I you know what? I hope.
Haven't you ever seen a press conference in Washington? I'll make him forget that.
What's the most English accent song that was a hit with a huge English?
Boy, that's a question.
That is a great question, Pat.
Do you count the Proclaimers? Aren't they?
Oh, that's Scottish.
Thick with accents. Well,
it's very thick. Yeah,
that's the same island.
That would be a good. Yeah, which
maybe I'm. I am that one.
That's certainly up there.
Oh, that then you get into that Dick Van Dyke awful Cockney accent.
Yeah, but not that. That
Dick Van Dyke's not British.
Dick Van Dyke totally loaded in Mary Poppins. He readily
doesn't remember a day of
he
shooting.
He readily admits it. Yeah,
and I guess they encouraged him to go full Cockney. And it's
fun. I think it's fun.
It's fine.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to.
But that's different. I'm just. Yeah. But your question is a good one. In what songs can you tell?
Because mostly those guys like sang after American singers. They were imitating American blues.
According to AI, Park Life by Blur is widely considered to have the most stereotypical British accent.
It's so, Benny. I mean,
due to Phil Daniels' spoken word Cockney delivery.
Well, yeah, I mean, it barely counts because
I like the Blur.
Irish.
Yeah.
Are there any Van Morrison songs where you
Lazy
can
Sunday by the Small Faces is on here. A Well-Respected Man by the Kinks.
Oh, there you go.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.